From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
Today is the day when we see the power of the Holy Spirit come upon the apostles and the disciples. There is the visual manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the tongues like fire that come down upon them, and the physical manifestation of those who start preaching the gospel powerfully in different languages. Let us look at those words today, however. We can make a huge mistake when we require to see a manifestation of power in order to recognize God at work in our lives. Sometimes God's power is seen not in what we can see, but through what happens. Even if God manifests himself in ways that do not look so powerful as we see in today's celebration, we can recognize that he is working in our lives. We can know that God is alive, and we can act on that fact. Or we can see when we take all of that for granted and do not respond to God's grace alive within us. I want you to reflect on this for a second. The apostles preached the gospel empowered by the Holy Spirit that day. Their preaching changed people's lives and secured thousands of converts again that day. However, what happened the next day? Well, obviously, they were preaching and bringing in more converts from the Jews to the new Christians. Remember further, the new Christians were also Jews at the time. However, the manifestation that we see on the day of Pentecost did not keep happening. God's work was happening without all the fireworks going on in the background. And why is that important? Because God's work was happening even though there were not fireworks going on when you were baptized or confirmed. The last time you went to confession, God's work was still happening. Even through an online mass, God's work is still happening. Even though we do not see any fireworks, we can know that each of us have an invitation to respond, and when we do, God works even stronger in our lives. But we may never see a manifestation of it that looks like Pentecost another time. So let me reiterate what I just said. Even though the day you were baptized and confirmed, there were no fireworks, that does not mean that God's power was not working then and is not working now. Now, one of the things that I preach regularly and did so in some of my previous parishes was to talk about the first chapter of Romans. That is a chapter that is often misunderstood. People use it to specifically condemn homosexuality just for one verse in the chapter. However, if you really look at it carefully, you will see that there is a lot more to that chapter than that simple verse. What do you see? If you go look it up, Romans 1, you will see that St. Paul lays out a kind of a roadmap. He complains that first people practice idolatry by turning from God. They know they should worship him, but that's what they do. Then there is moral breakdown, and finally there is civil breakdown. I've been warning about that for years. Does all of that look familiar now? We see some real civil breakdown. Many of our young people have never seen it before, and some of our older people have not seen it since the 1990s or the 1960s. What is the source of this breakdown? It is a lot of things, but some of it is to put our faith to the side in the interest of progress. Contrary to the commandments of God, we stop paying attention to him because we don't have time. We were planning all along to go to church before the virus, but, you know, we did not have the time then. Right now, our school, our work, our career, our diploma, whatever, they're on the line. So right now, they're more important. When we as a society decide to turn from God, something is bound to go wrong unless there is no God. Then everything will be fine. Well, something went wrong. We see emotions that exploded, which were exacerbated by the fact that we gave certain people the role of gods over us because they would keep us safe. Now several cities are literally burning at this time. Why? We as Americans lost a sense of who we are as humans. When this whole coronavirus issue first appeared and we had the immediate shutdown, I warned everyone then that we went, as described in the Bible, literally overnight from a time when we said we lived in peace and security to an overnight change that led to chaos. We already had people turning away from God for a long time, which brought forth moral breakdown, and finally, now we have civil breakdown. What is the cause? A loss of a sense of who we truly are. St. Paul reminds us in Romans 1 that we are creatures called to worship the Creator, not other creatures. He warned that when we do the opposite, the roadmap starts to work. Suddenly, we will see moral breakdown and then civil breakdown. I've warned over the years, watching through the eyes of faith, that the church was suffering from great persecution because the Lord was strengthening us for a difficult time ahead. I also said back then that those who left the church angry would never have had what it will take to remain in the church when things really went south. You who are watching right now are those who remain and did remain. Now things are really going south. But why? We Americans tried to be what we were not, and now we are seeing the fruits of what that means. Do you think any of the reporters in the media have any understanding of what the word sin means? Okay, yes, some do. But what would Jesus say to the officer who had his knee on the man's neck and did not let up, even though the man claimed that he was suffering, that he could not breathe? What do you think he would say? Isn't that a sin, by the way? You bet it is. The wheels of justice will determine if it was a crime, but was it a sin? Yes, because racism is a sin, and also denying someone's humanity is a sin. It's a sin because it's a source of evil. Evil, when it first appears, becomes like a germ in a Petri dish. It's invisible. At first, it's invisible, but then becomes as obvious as, well, the plague. Idolatry is a sin, and we practice idolatry when we decide that God won't mind if we don't pay attention to Him. After all, we are busy people, don't you know? Pride is a sin when we decide that we know better than others. Can't you tell by our successes? As we prepare to open up our parish next week, let me invite you to consider today and throughout this coming week a recommitment to Christ, and to root out all forms of idolatry in your life. We commit to following Christ to where He is leading you. Why? Because on this Pentecost Sunday, this is what we need more than anything else. Our committing ourselves to the call that the Holy Spirit gave to us at baptism and confirmation, even though we did not experience any fireworks.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this podcast, web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, the Pauline bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.